Ruby Ryder here for your weekly question and answer podcast about pegging and all kinds of things that surround that and have to do with it, and sexuality in general, if you will. I'd like to start off with a couple of announcements first. I discovered last night that one of my favorite harness manufacturers was closing, and I'm very sad about this. They're called Outlaw Leather. And I believe their website is outlawseattle.com, something like that. But I have, thank goodness, I have one of their harnesses. And the design is ingenious. The triangle that goes above, you know, goes in front of my crotch, basically, that holds the dildo on it, is, it's hard to describe, but it's made up of one piece that folds in half. So effectively what you can do is you can put two flared base dildos in. One in me and one in him. Now this has all kinds of possibilities. I love this harness because I can choose whatever size I want for him and me. I can choose a dildo that's got vibrations in it. I love this harness. And the style that I got is called the Annie O, which has little metal pieces on it that have like a star, sort of like a sheriff's thing. It's very cute, very sexy. Has sort of like a corset back, and it's made all of leather. Gorgeous. So, Outlaw Leather. I used to recommend this harness all the time, and the signs were there. They were non-responsive. They had no stock, and so finally they've got a splash page up that say they're going to be closing, and they're going to have their last inventory sale starting in August. So, as a side note, the reason that I'm announcing this is because the owner of the company, has put up there, if there's anyone out there with the courage and the drive to continue the Outlaw Leather legend and push it to new heights, feel free to contact the owner at amy@outlawseattle.com. So I don't know, I guess I'm hoping that maybe somebody who's listening out there needs a hobby, needs a new business, is independently wealthy, is looking for an entrepreneurial challenge, because this is an awesome harness. I found out about it because I listened to the podcast Sex is Fun. And one of their Christmas the best ofs, they named this the best harness, and I would totally have to agree. So there you go. Somebody out there, take that company and run with it and keep making us these awesome harnesses. Otherwise, you know, snap those up, because those are the last ones you can find anywhere. Second announcement, my pegging classes that I'll be teaching in Ventura have been changed. The date has changed. There was a mix-up, and the venue where I'm going to be teaching them was double-booked. And rather than tell a bridal party of 22 young ladies that they have to reschedule and do something else, I bit the bullet and decided to reschedule my class. I'm so sorry if this makes it so that it's a conflict for some of you people who were planning on going, but it seemed like the best choice at the time. I'm going to be moving it 2 weeks forward to Saturday, July 28th, the exact same times. And everything's been changed in terms of where I have it listed on FetLife, where I have it listed on my website. So if you have any questions, shoot me an email. But same, just different day, Saturday, July 28th instead. Okay, let's get to some questions and comments. Here's the first one. What is your stance on guys who like to cross-dress sometimes, but enjoy strap-on play all of the time? I love this question because it's kind of like a no-brainer. If you're asking about my personal opinion about cross-dressing, as I mentioned on a previous podcast, I love the contrast of a really masculine guy, even a masculine hairy guy, with a little bit of feminine, like some lacy panties or maybe even garters and stockings. I personally don't really care for the full-on cross-dressing. It's just really not my thing. But hey, if it's yours, rock on. And if your partner's into it, rock on even more. That's awesome. As far as just taking that question, what's my stance on guys who love strap-on play all the time? Well, that rocks. I love that. So, you know, it's just one of those questions of, if that is what rocks your boat, that's awesome. And I gave you my opinion on it, but, you know, have a great time out there. And if you've got a partner that loves that part-time, awesome. You don't have to do anything a certain way all the time. You do what you want, and you do what you and your partner really enjoy. Okay, this next one is a little bit more involved. I always appreciate offerings from the men. And what I mean by that is when they write and tell me what it's like to be pegged. I'm not a man, and I will never have you guys' perspective. And actually, most men are fairly closed mouth about the whole emotional side of things and how the men look at it. Some time ago, when I taught some classes in Colorado, I have a friend there in Colorado, you know who you are, and he sat with me over some drinks and answered every question I had and then some. And he really gave me a better understanding of the man's side of things. And it actually necessitated a revision of my article convincing him to try it, and I so appreciated that. So I've had this happen again, and a reader sent in some comments that I want to share with you. This is a man talking about kind of the psychological underpinnings and what's behind getting pegged for him. When he started pegging and what he experienced and this sort of thing. Not every man will feel this way, but I want to offer it up as an example of what can be going on behind the scenes psychologically. For the women, you know, so we know a little bit more about what's possibly going on there and what to be careful of, and just offering it up informationally. I thought this was absolutely fascinating. He writes, "Isn't it weird so many guys want to try strap-on play, but it seems so few actually want it to last? Some men don't like long sessions. The vulnerability starts to add up. When I was fucked with a strap-on my first time, I couldn't believe it. I felt demeaned. The worst part was afterwards, lying there next to her knowing I had just been fucked by a woman. It was humiliating. I was still in fishnets, panties, and makeup done, but then she put her head on my chest, and the feeling vanished. It made me know she was okay with it. Suddenly, I myself was okay with what just happened. After that experience, she talked about how much more open I was with her, and we started to kiss and cuddle way more. Vulnerability is the start. Afterwards, I always think to myself, how does she think of me now? Will she tell anybody? Is she going to make jokes about fucking me? Once none of that happens, my feelings calm down, and the vulnerability starts to fade. Except when the occasional joke arises that makes my body flush in resentment. Men are emotional, and we want to protect our self-image. Most of the harm comes from within, constantly thinking. Same thing as why men lie to their friends about money and how many girls they slept with. I think the vulnerability causes us to reflect on our self-image, which is deeply the most important thing to us. So I could see why some guys who fantasize about strap-on play end up breaking off their relationship. I think it's important afterwards for a female to relinquish the dominant role or purposefully do something to give a male back his usual and typical role. Just a gesture or something similar, like how she put her head on my chest. For me, when lying with a woman, my head is always above her head. I think both parties have to understand how hard it is, actually, for a woman to use a strap-on. I've had it fast and hard before, where it actually slides in and out and you can hear that smack. That is by far the most enjoyable. But women just fatigue too quickly. Women's legs aren't strong enough. Men have superior leg strength. We usually carry more weight on our legs and just look at the difference in squatting. One of the biggest things for me is I fantasize about strap-ons, dressing, and sometimes being with a man. But after I come, the entire fantasy goes away and I find it kind of gross until my body gets its resources back. So I just find that all of that absolutely fascinating. And I really appreciate this, dear reader. Thanks for the look inside. And like I say, not everybody thinks this way. I don't think that all the guys who try strap-on play for the first time are done up in fishnets and full makeup, for one, so it's kind of interesting that that's how it happened to you. And I don't think that necessarily they all have a feeling of being demeaned or humiliated. I did throw up a question in my Yahoo Tribes group, you know, how many of you feel sort of a lessening of masculinity when you get pegged and feel like you kind of have to do something to reverse that or reinforce it, and I got a negative. So again, this happens to some guys, not to all of them, but I still think it's a lovely offering that you sent my way, and I wanted to share it with everybody. So thanks for the look inside. Any of you men listening out there want to add your story and your slice of the pie, you know, what it was like for you, send it in to ruby@peggingparadise.com. This is a little slice of a conversation I had with someone on FetLife that I wanted to share with you because it's really interesting for a lot of reasons, you'll see. One woman I used to play with orgasmed most every time, so she came to expect it. One time we played, she kept wanting it, and it seemed to take forever before she finally came. I now understand what some women must go through when they're getting fucked for hours, it seems, and they get to the point where they just want their partner to come already. So I offer this because it's this perfect little role reversal thing. And truly, pegging allows the most intense role reversal when you really look at the whole picture of it. And this is one slice of that. This is, yeah, absolutely. Most women have been in that situation where it's like, oh, come on, aren't you done already? Now, I didn't really realize that some men feel that too. I know there are some men who would probably take it for as long as you can give it. But I'm sure at some point in time it's like, okay, come already. And that was another fascinating thing I wanted to share with you. Okay, another question. What's a good two-way strap-on? One she can get some good and deep feedback from. One that will hit her G-spot, but is short on the outside so she can pound hard without going in me more than 3 inches with a 1-inch diameter. So I did some research for you, and I found two possibilities. One would be the Fieldo Slim. It is bigger than you would like. It's 1.25 inches in diameter, and I'm talking about the part that goes in you, and it's 5.5 inches long. 3 inches is pretty short, and the thing is when you talk about insertable length, if you measure the insertable part with a dildo, on a dildo, and you're talking about insertable length, it's always a little bit shorter because you can't get it all the way in. Sometimes there is a little too much flesh in the way, and that prevents you from getting a complete and total insertion. So I offer that as a possibility. I did find another option for you. Fun Factory makes the line of double-ended dildos called the Share, and they actually have a Share extra small. So if you go to funfactoryusa.com and look up the Share XS, so Share extra small, the bulb would be inside her for the G-spot. And then the measurements of the insertion end that would go in you are 3.9 inches long. It is not a straight piece. It changes in width a little bit. It gets a little bit wider as it goes deeper. So it is 1.37 inches at the widest part. Now keep in mind, the reviews, most people find that's way too short. But if you know that that's what you want and that's what feels good to you, that's an option for you. That's where you can find it. Okay, so here we've got, the next question is, I thought I might message you to see if there are any websites or anything to find women that are into strap-ons. I'm just curious. I have tried here on FetLife, and what I have found is either LA or San Francisco, and there are too many other parameters besides just strapping it on. I was just curious if there was a site, or if you knew of anyone, or ... Okay, I'm going to talk about this subject for a little bit, and I've written about it quite a bit because I hear about it quite a bit. You guys are out there, and you want to find a woman who will do pegging with you. And wouldn't it be nice if you could find one who was already into it so that you didn't have to do the scary step of asking a woman to do this to you, and seeing what her response is, because sometimes women do not have good responses. There's all kinds of misconceptions out there that we've talked about before as well. So, let me start off with this. Because you've decided that you enjoy pegging, does not mean there's all kinds of women out there ready to peg you. Just like, because you like sex, you love sex, that doesn't mean there's all kinds of women ready to fuck you. Or fuck with you. Pegging is just as intimate as sex. And it's really different. I mean, okay, these worlds overlap a little bit because, you know, you do find a lot of talk about pegging on BDSM websites and fetish websites like FetLife. And there's other things that people do that are less intimate or that can be less intimate that do happen at, like, parties and spanking and paddling and things like this. That actually can be something where it's like, I really like this and I'd really like to find a woman to just do this to me. It's less intimate than when you actually have things inserted into your body and there's all of these intimate entwinings between two people. Pegging is a very intimate thing, especially because of the role reversal, especially because of that. There's the vulnerability aspect that, you know, that this nice man wrote about eloquently. So please keep that in mind. It's not that women are so hard to find who are into it. It's that women are hard to find who are willing to peg a stranger. It's not like bowling, okay? And I used that comparison because that's what I've used in this article I wrote recently. It's not like bowling. It's like, hey, I like bowling. You like bowling too. Gee, you want to go bowling with me? No, it's intimate. It's sex, okay? So, you would look for a woman who likes to peg exactly the way you would look for a relationship. If you are not interested in having a relationship and you just want to play, then go find a professional. Because what ends up happening is that on these websites where women can actually list that they are interested in certain things, and maybe they put down that they are interested in pegging or strap-on sex, they get inundated with messages from guys who want to be pegged and they don't want anything else. So basically, you know, and I get these too, it's like we're approached for our toys and not for the people who we are. It's really, really annoying. There are women who would like a small donation. There are women who will do you and if you agree to be on film. You know, there are different things you can find. And there are professionals who would love to have a consistent client who comes, who's clean and reliable and nice and, you know, pays the money and she'll do it. So you have those options, but there are very, very, very few strap-on parties where women run around with strap-ons and do all the guys. The dating sites that I know of are really not good at all. They try to be that, but there's an overabundance of men who want it, there's an underabundance of women, and the approach is all wrong for most of the men. With most of the men, it's not a mannered introduction and approach like you want to find someone to have a relationship with. It's, ooh, honey, you know, you want to fuck me in the ass with that thing? I mean, oh, this is really the frustrating part for me. There's all kinds of things I've written about this, and if you'd like to go to my website, go to the tag cloud on the right and click on I Need a Woman to Peg Me. And you'll find a bunch of things I wrote about it. This is a big frustration for me because I so want to give you guys what you want. And I know that it's a kind of a big step for men to step over that line and say, wow, this feels good. I really would like a woman to fuck me up the ass. It's a tough line to cross because of all the misconceptions, because of the social taboos and the potential social blowback. So I get that it's not easy, but once you have crossed that line, you can't just approach every woman who enjoys pegging as, hey, you want to do me. It's just rude. That'd be like walking up to every woman in a bar and saying, hey, you want to fuck me. It's not okay. So I wish I had a magic wand, and then I could make a whole bunch of women who were into casual pegging out there, but it's just not happening. One of the things you will find on my website is a man's story. It's quite intriguing about how he met a woman on eHarmony, of all places, who was vanilla, meaning, you know, she didn't do pegging, she didn't do anything kinky, and he turned her into a pegger in exactly how he did it. So I believe it says, Vanilla to Pegger, One Man's Story. I believe that's the title of it. Give that a read. He actually did it really well. And I would suggest that you men who are looking for women to peg you, take this piece that this guy wrote seriously and check it out, because I do believe that it's the better way to go, is to just look for a relationship and try and find a woman who is really sexually open. I mean, if you're into pegging, and you're listening to this podcast, you would want to find a woman who's more sexually open than most women. So you're going to try and look for those cues right off. And once you find a woman that's like that and things click between you, you know, this is a way that you can approach it. It takes patience and it takes a little planning, but it sure worked for him. You know, I think that's it. I hope you all had a fabulous 4th of July. The weather here where I live in Southern California has just been exquisite lately, so I think I'm going to put this podcast up to post early tomorrow morning on Monday, and I'm going to head off down to the beach. I wish you all happy, joyous pegging. I hope you find the partners you need to do all the things you love to have done with you. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back at you next week. This is Ruby Ryder, Pegging Paradise.